Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Y'all get ready.
Yeah.
HTL Automotive's back to school Labor Day weekend jam at Dallas Raceway. We got grudge racing. We got three index classes, 7-0, 8-0, and a 9-0 index class. 16 car and bike minimum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We got a motorcycle street ET. First place, $1,000. And truck.
Uh-huh.
Second place, $200.
Yeah.
Semis, $50. $50 entry fee. Also, the heavy hitters of Texas is sponsoring the ProMod Bike Shootout. $100 entry. Trophy to winner, 100% payout. Check this out. Free school supplies. You heard me?
We need free school supplies.
Yeah. $20 admission.
Uh-huh.
And if you bring school supplies, $5 off.
Yeah.
Kids 12 and under free.
Free.
Vets free with military ID. Gates open at noon until.
Uh-huh.
Check cards, $10.
Yeah.
Free parking.
Free parking.
See you Saturday, August 31st
at Dallas Raceway
in Crandall, Texas. It's your boy Chuck G.
Yeah.
I got my cowboy boots because it's going to be some kicking in Texas.
Brought to you by HTI Automotive.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
When you're out there walking the street, you may compete.
Good evening, Rage fans, and welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody's out there is doing well and having a mighty fine day. Got some upcoming events, got some things going on we want to talk about. We're going to have some people on to talk about what's on their mind. We're going to have a special guest, John Mandelbach, on here to discuss the Texas HMP Top 10 Grudge List, what he called it. Also, I was aware I saw something on the internet about up in Dallas. They had put together on the internet some top 10, and some people are concerned how certain people make the top 10 and what it takes to make top 10. And, you know, we're just going to talk about it as races and get people's opinion and see what they think about it and see if we come up with something. I think it's a good thing to give these guys recognition, but, you know, I think you want to try to be as fair as you can. You know, we always don't make the popular decision, but I guess people, when they go out and try to make it, they try to make it based on what they see and information that's available. Also, I just want to confirm something that I checked out, and I went back and I've been looking at the film, and I guess it stands where it stands. About the last Grudge Inc. Tommy Dog and Showing Off Racing event that Easy D indeed did win two Grudge races, so Easy D will be the one receiving that the trophy for that night. Also, we was going to do some things and went back and looking at it and see which camp actually like was bringing a lot of action and trying to make a lot of action that night at the camp overall, you know, and looking at it, going back, evaluating. I think that trophy there is going to go after the Jackie Diva camp. It was bringing action and trying to make action with just about everybody at the track as a camp, you know. So all in all, man, it's a good thing. We appreciate it. And we just want people to keep doing what they're doing, and we want to keep giving people recognition we feel like they deserve it in some form or fashion. But before we get to that, anything else, man, I want to take I'm sorry I can't remember the guy's name, but we did have a follow-on racer. I saw on the board there and on HMP's board, if anybody know the name, they feel free to come on. But just in due respect, I try to like to take a moment of silence in recognition of that guy's family. So at this time, we'll just take a moment of silence and respect for the fallen races that were down in the Houston area who've been around for a long time. Thank you. And for the guys down there, you know the guy, I'm sorry, I can't repeat his name here. Someone can bring it up that's from that area. I appreciate it. But before we get off and everything, as we always do, Sharon, we want to get Ernie on here, and that Ernie coming do the check thing before we go to upcoming events and get John Mandenbach on here, and we'll get to that discussion and see where we go with it.
Hey, Tracy, what's going on tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Ernie? How's everything?
Raining again. We've had 10 inches of rain in the last 2 weeks. A little wet in the south.
Yeah, y'all getting it, huh?
We've had 2 years of rain so far in the last 6-7 months, so we're soaked. If y'all want something, we'll send something to you.
We probably need some, but right now, man, people trying to raise it, so I don't think they want that much. We get a little bit here and there, but it hasn't been bad. I noticed the last couple weeks up there, y'all kind of been, like you say, getting y'all share.
Yeah, we've got our share. Racetracks are having a hard time. What I wanted to talk tonight about was some simple things, and is safety blowing off on bottles. When a safety on the side of the bottle vents, the contents of the bottle, the nitrous, is vented off into the atmosphere. If you've got a blowdown tube, if the bottle is in the car with you, it vents to underneath the car. What causes these safeties to blow is overpressure. Now, there's two ways to get overpressure. You can have a full bottle that's out in extreme heat. When I say extreme heat, it's anything over 95 degrees. You've got to really start watching your bottle pressure. These safeties are rated for 3,000 PSI, but they will hydraulic at about 1,800. And that's caused by a full bottle that's got a little overheated, and to save the bottle itself, the vent blows. Another way is if you're having a bottle that's blowing the safety on a right regular basis, you need to make sure that whoever's filling your bottle is not putting too much in there. These bottles, the average nitrous bottle that weighs 15 pounds empty, holds 10 pounds of content. That means it's 25 pounds. If somebody's putting an extra pound or two in your bottle, they're not doing you a favor. What's actually happening is it's putting excess pressure on that burst disc. And that burst disc, after so many repeated exposures, will fail by itself. The bottles are designed for 10 pounds of content, not 11. And 11, one extra pound is going to cause about a 20% overcapacity. It's an extremely dangerous thing to do. So if you've got these bottles in the car with you, make sure you have the proper safety device that vents the blowdown outside of the bottle. It's required on most sanctioning bodies. Also required at most tracks, if it's in the back or the bottle is separated from the driver by a compartment bulkhead, then you're not required to have them. But it's an extreme safety device. The liquid inside those nitrous bottles is at about 1,000 PSI, but it's also minus 128 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you get exposed to the liquid in that bottle for just a microsecond, you have instant frostbite. It's an extremely dangerous condition that can happen with those bottles. Be careful with those. A problem we had today, hadn't thought about it, is we took a new part and went to put it on a car. And the manufacturer had put the wrong part in the box. Looked the same. We wired it up the same as the one that came off, but the system didn't work. So it took us about an hour to finally figure out what had happened. Once we pulled the part back off and checked everything, we found out the manufacturer, mispackaged it. So be careful when you get a part or you change something on your car. Just because it looks the same doesn't mean it's going to operate the same. It happened to us. I've been in this business for 40 years, and it cost me time to figure it out. And those things you need to check out before you get to the racetrack. If you run around, swap it out at the racetrack, it can cost you all kind of problems. That's what I got for you tonight, Tracy. A nice, simple one, but stuff that we need to look at and back on the safety kick again. But if you got any problems or any questions with nitrous, buzz in, and I'll see if I can help you with it.
Oh, yeah, Ronnie, that's a good tip, Ronnie. We appreciate that. I'm not seeing the screen right now, but right now what I want to do, just in case somebody might have something they want to say to Ernie, want to ask Ernie, if you got your hand up, take your hand down, and I'm going to see that way to let Sharon know that hey, if you want to ask Ernie something, take your hand down and turn around and push the one button and push it back up, and you come back right to the top, and she'll know that you might have a question for Ernie or something like that if anybody got a question for him. All right, you can give that coffee card number out to people also.
I sure will. If you need any information or help or need a part or equipment, give us a call at 1-800-NITROUS. That's 1-800-NITROUS. That's 648-7687. The easiest number to remember, if you need nitrous, call 1-800-NITROUS. Anybody got any questions? If not, I'll turn it back over to you, and y'all can give me a call if you need anything.
Okay, Sherry, we got anything? Got anybody want to answer on anything? Because I'm not seeing a screen right now. I'm trying to get the screen back up.
No, Tracy. You don't have any hands that came back up for questions for Ernie.
Okay, well, Tracy, I'll turn it back over to y'all, and y'all have a good evening, and appreciate you letting me come on.
Okay, we appreciate it. I always like to have you on and give that, you know, and give guys information. It's very helpful information. People sit back and they take it. So I hear people talk about it all the time that, you know, you're very, very knowledgeable. I hear you on other shows on Monday. You be putting out some real, real valuable information, guys. To learn some
that show last night, I tell you what, that turned into a long conversation. they tried to stump me last night.
Yeah, they be trying to get you. We trying to catch you off guard, but I got to say, you're on your P's and Q's. Like you say, you've been around over 40 years doing this, so it's a lot of stuff that you probably not seen, you probably understand that, you know, guys don't. So, but they be trying you. Boy, you be right there. You definitely, one thing about it, you got to answer for them, that's for sure.
All right. I appreciate y'all. Had a good evening.
Okay. Sharon, we'll see. Before we bring John on, let's talk about some of these upcoming events. Before we get started, I know we got some upcoming events. Probably got somebody with their hand up, want to speak on one. You want to go on and see who we got right now?
Okay. Do you want me to just open mic?
I want you to open the mic. I can't see the screen right now, so I don't know what's up. I'm playing with this thing trying to.
Okay, from the hands that I see up, they don't look like upcoming events. So I can go ahead and open up mics if you want.
Okay, well, let me talk about one. See, Sharon, how when I got to start putting this out here, for the ones who don't know, actually, I'm doing a small race down at October 19th, Temple at Little River. Anybody around here know what's called Little River? Temple Drag Academy. I got to do a race down there on the 19th. So what I'm going to do, just to let people know, it's going to be we're going to have a truck. We're going to have a shootout for any truck that's not a chassis truck. We're just going to have a truck shootout, long as it's not a chassis truck. Also, we're going to have a 28 or anything non-chassis car on 28 shootout, along with a 620 class and a 580 class. That's going to be October the 19th at Temple Academy Dragway. Anybody interested, want more information, you can contact me. We're going to be talking about this. We got people in this little small area around here that kind of want to see something. So we're going to put on something for them, go down there and got some guys with some trucks want to do what they do with their trucks. So if you got a truck that's not a chassis truck, it don't matter what size, tire, don't matter if they got wheelie bars or what, it's just going to be a truck shootout for $1,000 and no entry fee. We'll let the people run for it also. Anything on 28. And I'm going to be doing some grudge racing, so just put that on your agenda if you can make it for Temple. If you ain't never been to Temple, it's a smaller track, but, hey, they want some action. Actually, that's my roots. I grew up at that track right there, so I'm kind of going back home just to try to bring a little action for the folks that don't get to see much and have some guys come down there and have a little fun. Okay, Sharon, you can open mic now and see what people got. If it is not, I want you to open John Mandelbach, Mike.
Okay.
And if John Mandelbach's on here, we want him to come on and address, because I've been seeing a lot of stuff on the internet about these top 10 grudge lists. And I'm going to, before John come on, I'm going to read what I saw on the internet as far as the Houston area. The AMP board for the top 10 grudge list. Now, you can challenge any one of these people. For a Sunday night deal to bring action at that track down for a Sunday. So, John M. came up with a list. And as follows, the number one spot was Birdman. The number two spot was Shuffling High. The number three spot was Tree Man. The number four spot was Javier. The number five spot was Cheetah Chip. The number six spot was Bassman. The number seven spot was the Grudge. The number eight spot was Two Brothers. The number nine spot was Lil' Kenny. And the number 10 spot was Tebow. If any one of those guys lost the spot since that list changed, John will change it. Just to put in the minds of the people to know that's what's happening, that's what was out there. And also to get somebody to address what was sitting on Dallas board, I'm going to put what was on Dallas board at the 10th spot. For the top grudge racing, the number one spot, somebody got an open mic. Can you please mute your mic? Shouldn't be that many open. If it's open, somebody making noise. I can hear you. Can you please check your mic and mute it? But for the Dallas board, I saw the number one spot was Kenny Duke. The number two spot was Cornbread. The number three spot was Tony Thorne. Number four spot was Nightmare. Number five was Terry Orr. Number six was a Joker. The number seven was Game Over. Number eight was Boosted. The number nine was Big Jake. And the number 10 spot was Boosted. It's got Boosted GT on here. And this here is something that came to my attention, and I looked at it, and I kind of questioned, how would you have a grudge racing spot and you put something out like this? And I got to put it out here because it was on the board. They had the Jekyll High car. It's too fast. So, huh? So, to not even put those two cars on a list was a big concern to me, because they are grudge cars. So you mean to tell me a guy couldn't be considered because he's too fast? So, hey, that's based on who's hot and who's bringing action. One thing I can say and credit to Jeff and High, Jesse Willis, Birdman, it ain't that those cars don't bring action. It's just some people, probably a lot of people right here probably feel like they can't beat it, but not to mention those guys for neither one of those spots for me and their grudge races. I think it's just absurd, but that's just my opinion. But we're going to talk about this stuff tonight. Before we do, we're going to let John Mandelbach come on and address his deal as far as HMP's top 10 list. John, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hold on a second. Tracy, I'm sorry. Hold on just a second. when you call for upcoming events for John, and you've got one person on who wants to talk about his event, if you don't
mind.
Okay,
let that person talk about it. Stand by, John.
Lil Mac, your mic is open.
Hey, how you young people doing today, Miss Sharon and Tracy?
All right, Mac, how you doing?
Oh, man, I actually holding on to this steering wheel. Yeah, we got a race coming up on the 31st. That's that Labor Day weekend at Dallas Raceway. You know, you hit the first ball out the park, so we're trying to do the second ball out the park. So on the 31st, which is that Labor Day weekend, that Saturday, we're going to open the gates up at 12. And we got this really our next school drive. So please, racers, bring the kids out. Look at some of these school supplies. We had an overflow last time. And we had to take them to the schools ourselves and drop them off. We ain't trying to do that this year. But, you know, if you come out with school supplies, you're going to take $5 off the admission fee. So that means your admission fee will be $15. Parking is free. We're going to run a 7-0, 8-0, and maybe a 9-0 class. Because right now, all the grudge races that we have in that day, we're putting money on top of the pot and a trophy. So all you have to do is call me or Carlos or the Batman. Let us know a confirmed race so we can write it on pen and paper and collect your money that you are a confirmed grudge race, that we will put money on top of your pot at that event. And the first round of grudging will be at 10 o'clock, guys. 10 o'clock is going to be the first round of grudge race. We're going to clean the track at 9:30, and at 10 o'clock, that's grudge to begin. We got a lot of heavy hitters, which I call heavy hitters, it's the local boys, the guys that you don't see like Tracy. We got guys that got a 7-second car. He's still having much fun as you, Tracy. You know, let that guy have his spotlight, just like you got your spotlight. And we try to spotlight only little cars. You know, they've been just big money as guys like Jekyll and Hyde. They've been just as big as those guys do. So we're going to focus on those guys and let these guys have some fun and get some recognition so next time they can be on your list as grudgers. Because are you calling out right now, Tracy? Is big boys. Let these little boys have some fun, too, you know. They ain't big as Jekyll and Hyde and Shake, Dak, and Deaver and all them. But some little guys, they bring some action, though. And you go on Batman website, you see where we made a little small video showing that, hey, these little boys trying to get at each other. So, and we got the Hit Squad coming out of Louisiana. They bringing some quarter-mile cars. And we're going to do some quarter-mile action at the Dallas Raceway that day. So if you got an LS motor or any other motor, and you guys want to try some quarter-mile action, that'll be the day to show up at our race, because we're going to do some quarter-mile racing that day. Some real grudge racing, because people always want to go quarter, so we're going to go to quarter. And I appreciate you and Sharon, and I like that little old soundtrack to come on before you, Tracy. Play that one more time before you get off the air, though, okay?
I got
you, We got the Mac. Just to let you know, the name that I read out, they wasn't my list. Those were the list that's out there on the board that people are seeing as the list. Every grudge racer, every racer out there that come participate in the event, you're right, they are important. And if people, like say, they step up and do a race, we want to give small guys recognition also. I was just reading the names that's on the board as someone put on as the top 10. They're not first serving my list. So, you know, I have a question about quite a few names I see on this, but, you know, hey, we'll let those people come on who post that stuff and try to address it. But, you know, it is what it is, but we're going to put it out there. But small guys, hey, just because you don't have a, like you say, a 4-second car or something like that, you can have a 9, like Max said, a 9-second car. But you spend your money, you find your man, you go down to your man, that's a grudge. Hey, y'all got something going, y'all having a good time. Hey, that's what it's all about. More than it is about going fast, about having a good time. And coming out and racing.
Yeah, I mean, Trace, I mean, like I said, these little guys, they scared to come to these big tracks, and that's why I'm trying to encourage them, just like you encourage them. Come on to the big tracks. It's nothing to be afraid of. You got a 9-second car, you got a 10-second car. If a guy sit like you sit, y'all get it all. That's all I'm saying. Oh, before I forget, the heavy hitters of Texas, the drag bikes, they're coming out to put on the show for us that day. I appreciate you guys coming out for us to and putting on this great show for us on the 31st. That's Pro Mod Motorcycles. So if you got a Pro Mod bike, come on out too, because they are going to show up in full force on the 31st. Yeah, I will have Batman on the mic. He wants to get on the bike and bring his powdered donuts. I there's something he's telling us about. And if you lose, you get a some kind of powdered donut put in your mouth. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But as a spectator, I just can't wait to see this kind of stuff go on. And like I said, little guys, you're just as important as the big guys. Don't get me wrong, big guys, you're all important. But every one of you big guys started off small and you became big. So watch out for these little guys that might one day become a big guy like you guys. Okay, Matt, we appreciate it, man. So, hey, like, we're going to go and get John on, and let John kind of set the stage for what the topic is going to be tonight about these top 10 lists if people come up. Someone on the show want to talk about it, they can. Go ahead, John.
You have one more upcoming event. Sorry.
Okay. Who we got?
Alley Cat. Your mic is
Alley Cat, you're going to start coming on this show at 7 o'clock, boy. Let's start getting on there. You know we do upcoming events first. Every week you drag on, bring up the rear. What you got, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing this afternoon? I think Grudge Land. We got September 1st. We got Let's Get It On at Houston Motorsports Park. The gate's going to open at 3 o'clock. I encourage the racers to please be on time because it's going to be very crowded and very hectic, and we're going to start racing. The event going to actually start at 7 o'clock. So, please, the fans, be on time because we're not going to be there all night. I want everybody to get to see some racing. We're going to have our 490, 580, 70 index class. We already got 5 grudge races already lined up. We got the big matchup between Mike Murillo and Birdman, and we got a top sportsman car coming out of Oklahoma looking for some action with Tree Man. We already talked about it. I'm not going to say it's a race, but he will be there looking for action. So, Tracy, don't bring your car. Leave it at home. But anybody else, it will be a top sportsman car looking for action. And we have a slew of bikes coming from all over. It's going to be a real big show. So I encourage the fans and the racers, be on time. Because we're going to start on time. And, hey, don't worry about the index. All the money is going to be there. Everything is going to be ran smooth by yours truly, Ben Laden. And we'll see y'all at the races.
Hold
on, Tracy. Just to let everybody know, the return of Team Alley Cat will be on the premises. So if anybody looking for some action, thinking that I'm faking and shaking, just come see me. Team Alley Cat will be back.
Okay, Chad.
And that's it.
All right, just stand by. Somebody might shout out to it. Or just stand by. Maybe you might have an opinion about what come up about these lists or whatever. So, and that, with that said, we're going to go and let John come on and address what you got, Sheriff. You ain't got nobody else, right?
I think that's all for upcoming events. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, John. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on. I'm going to tell you, we started this top 10 grudge list as a way to stimulate a little action in the grudge scene and give a little bit back on top of what some of the guys are doing. You know, back in 2004 when we opened the drag strip up, we started out on Sunday nights doing something similar to this where we paid the match race. If you were one of the first 10 guys to come run that night, challenge someone, we paid a little money on it. So this is sort of getting back to our roots. You know, it wasn't even called grudge racing back then, so we just called it match racing. But this is getting a little bit back to that. And what Dean and I did is we took a look at the racers that have been racing out there, and we decided we wasn't going to go to the clocks. We were going to base it off the way everyone else did with who we'd seen race and what we'd seen race and who did it the most. And that's basically how we came up with the list. And, you know, as soon as we published it, people started saying, well, so-and-so should have been above so-and-so and part of that list. It was a wild guess based upon who we had seen people race. And our response was, well, get in where you fit in. And that logo sort of stuck, and that's how we run it. You know, some people said we should have started it where you got to start at 10 and move your way up, and that might work on a fake reality show, but it sure don't work in real life, because you got a guy like as fast as Birdman go up against somebody like Mustang Billy or Steve-O, and they're just going to stand by and say, there's a spot, you can have it. They're not going to put their money up when a race or another going to lose. So we said, get in where you fit in. And we've been doing it for about a month now, and it's not only stimulated some racing for the guys on the list, but we got grudge races happening on the side. I was filming Sunday night trying to stand it up on the trash can by behind the starting line trying to catch the grudge races, and then in sneaks Blazonic running a guy named Dewey Bowie. He's got a little 240 Nissan 240SX. He's a little guy, comes in there and acts all gullible and nice. The next thing you know, he's putting you on the trailer and taking your money and driving his little streetcar home. So, the point is, it stimulated a lot of grudge racing going on. And we keep it pretty simple. I don't know what you want me to explain. Do you want me to go through the rules, or what do you want me to do, Tracy?
Well, I just kind of want you to hang on, man. There might be some guys on here that might want to talk about some of on the list. You know, you see people put on the internet, post this and post that, and you really don't know who some of those folks are that be posting on the internet. But one thing about this show here, everybody have an opportunity to come on if there's a concern, if they think something about some spot or whatever. Hey, they can address it, man. You can, you know, give people's opinion.
Yeah.
People have their own opinion. That way you'll kind of know who's who. So if anybody's on here that have something they want to address about HMP's top 10 list, and they want to address it with John, they want to mention to John about maybe whoever's on the list or what. If your hand is up, we can't identify exactly who you are, but if your hand is up, if you push the one right now and take your hand down and then turn around and push it again, it'll light up and jump to the top, and we'll know that you have a question specifically for John or something about what HMP is doing. If you got a concern, instead of putting it on the internet and nobody really know who's doing what, you can address it and maybe John can answer it. I think he kind of laid out why he did what he did and how he did what he did. Hey, if people have an opinion, you want to speak it, you can do so. So there's a lot of people on here. John, there's a lot of hands up. Sharon, I don't know if you've seen one that went down and popped back up. But if you got a concern, John, if not, hang around or something. We open some of these mics. Somebody might mention something about it. So I hadn't seen the new hand. And you share.
No worries.
Okay, what we gonna do? We gonna go to the line. I just saw a hand come up.
Tracy, I just had one hand come up, so I'm gonna go ahead and do theirs since they put their hand down and brought it back up. 832-9604. Your mic is open.
Someone got a baby in the back here. Yeah. Can you?
832-9604. Okay, apparently it was by mistake. Let me try this one.
Man, walk right in off the street. But he don't want to go that route because he says it's going to be some work in it. So he want to try to fool you into thinking you need to pay for it separately.
Okay.
Who was that?
I think that was by mistake. Tracy, they had their hand up. I think it was by mistake. I closed them. So do you want me to just go down the line now?
Okay, we'll go to a line. Maybe they want to talk to you quick. We'll go to a line, John. Hang on, we'll see. And also Dallas. See, we got Dallas top 10 list. I want to address that. So,
let me kind of walk through how our list works and how you can get on it. And then maybe that'll stimulate some questions or, you know, get some interest or whatever. But basically, it's real simple. Dean Baker approves all the challenges. So he's the guy that, you know, he's out there on the line. Dean's a track manager, so he's out there nonstop. So he sees who's running and what. So he approves all the challenges. And, you know, like I said, it's get in where you fit in, not where you can slaughter somebody, but where you got a good run. And we've got the minimum challenge amount, dollar amount. It doesn't have to be that little, but at least that, if it's that, at least that much, then a guy can challenge it. And then we put some money on top of that for all of these races. Therefore, our take place at our track on Sunday Grudge Nights. You know, we came up with the list, so we want to do it on Sunday. And the spot holder has a maximum of two Sundays to race the challenger. So there's no ducking and hiding for 6 months or coming up with excuses. It's got to happen. You call somebody out on that list, they got two Sundays to race you. And all the races are heads up unless it's otherwise agreed by both parties. So if somebody challenges for a spot and asks for the move and the spot holder is willing to give it up, then he gets it. If not, your race is a head-up race. The winner of any of the challenges not only gets the challenge money plus our contribution money, they also get the driver and crew in at the following Sunday. So that's sort of how it works.
Well, let me ask you this, John. I heard you say that once you get challenged, you got 2 weeks. Okay, if a person's on that list and he gets challenged and he's going to run in 2 weeks, what happens to his spot?
If a guy makes a legitimate challenge and the dean accepts it a challenger puts up the minimum challenge money with dean and that guy doesn't run, the spot holder doesn't run within two Sundays, that guy gets the spot by default. And the other guy doesn't move down the list. If you don't race, you move off the list. If you race and get beat, you move down the list. To get on the list, you got to win. So the only way you get on the list is if you win. If you're on the list, if you're a current spot holder and you get challenged and beat, you move down the spot. So basically, the number 10 spot's the bump spot all the time. So this is the top 10. You know, you mentioned something earlier about the Jekyll Hyde car and how you couldn't have that car on a list, and we felt the same way. Those guys race, and so on Birdman and them. So we put them on there because they race and they deserve it. This is the top 10 grudge list, there's no putting somebody out because they're too fast. And you know, people have said, well, eventually you're just going to get the 10 fastest cars in all of Texas or something, and that may be it. But then that's when we can do lots of things to tweak it and change it and keep the racing going and keep it fun. But that's how we did it.
Let me ask you this here also, since you said that. Yeah, you know, some guys are kind of crappy. Suppose you got a guy on here in a spot and a guy, you know, knows that guy's car is down, and he go to Dean and he try to put up money for that guy's spot, and he know that guy probably not going to have his car up in 2 weeks because he might have his motor in the shop getting freshened up. But what you do in a case like that, though? Guys, you know, they're watching this. You know, some guys will try to get in the limelight any kind of way they can. What do you do in a case like that?
Yeah, well, you know, I call that chicken shit, to be honest with you, and I think most everybody else would, too. So there's two sides to that coin. One is, a guy shouldn't be on the list currently if he's not ready to race, you know, if his stuff's down. And if it's going to be down, you know, if it's going to be down for one extra week, one thing. If it's going to be 6 months before we see the guy again, well, he's just holding the spot, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, and the other side of it is calling a guy out. If you see a guy break on you're out there on Sunday and a guy's running a race and he blows his stuff up, and the minute he blows his stuff up, you run to Dean and call him out. I'm thinking Dean's probably not going to accept that challenge right off the bat. You know, to me, if a guy does that, you should be able to see some reason there. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think. I just wanted to throw it out there because guys, like you say, guys that do stuff like that, for a reason, knowing the goddamn, I just kind of want you to put it out there. We got a lot of people on here, a lot of people listening, so put it out there. People can hear it, and people going, you know, people will know. So that's why I put the information out there so guys will be aware of it, man, and hey, you know, it's not like that. I think that's a fair assumption to do, put it like that. Okay, so, hey, we're going to go to the line, man. We'll see what we got. Someone might have something for you. Also, there's a Dallas got a list. Go ahead. You want to say something? Go ahead. Okay. Dallas got a list. They got one. You know, something on that list might be questioned. But we're going to open some mics and let some of the racers give their input on it and see what they think about some of this. Sharon, what we got?
I don't mind clear coat.
Okay, Tracy, I'm trying to open Elvis's mic. My computer froze on me.
What's the number? I'll see if I can get it. I see it.
832-4040.
All right, how all y'all doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Elvis?
Good. Hey, I got a question for you, John. Is that list to me is unfair? The reason I'm gonna tell you why, because from the top three up, the four spot down could never be number one. Let's say for instance you did three classes. You did a heavyweight class, a middleweight class, and a lightweight class. That gives somebody run 7-0 a chance to maybe pull a little nitrous and can run a 680 in a lightweight class. The middleweight class, like with Suitcase, Blast Man, them, they will never be number one. Everybody want to be the number one on that list. So if you did a three list, that gives everybody a chance to get on that list and to be number one. You got enough people to be a big boy list. You got enough people to be a middleweight list. You got enough people to be a lightweight list. That will bring a lot of action because the little man, he want a chance too. How do he get on that list when he only running 7-0s and Skibo or somebody else is running, the high six and the low sixes or the fives? How do you give a man a 7-0 chance to get on the list? I think if you do a three list, you bring more action. More people want to see that because they want to see the little man be number one too.
Now, you're not the first guy that brought that up to it. You know, we got to start somewhere, so we started with the heavy hitters. These are the top 10. And it may grow to a top 20 list, or it may break into classes to what you said. But at this point, even with where the list is, some of those guys, at least at our track, there's a lot more grudge action going on now than we've had probably in a year since we started this list. And just this past Sunday, I saw more people regulars that I hadn't seen out there in 6-8 months coming out of the blues for it. And so now that these guys are back out there, it may evolve into more than just the top 10. So that's a fair question, but the list, the top 10 is meant to be that. The top 10 baddest sons of bitches on the property that day, you know, or that for that time frame. So we may need to do something more to, you know, because there are guys, like you said, they're running 6-87-0. They still want to grudge race against somebody that's there, Steve, and get on the list. But not everybody can be number one. Number one on this list is for the baddest guy in the neighborhood, man. So
why the baddest boy in the neighborhood couldn't be a middleweight baddest boy in the neighborhood or the lightweight baddest boy in the neighborhood? Why is it only going to be for the fast cars when the low boys, the little boys, don't ever have a chance? They come race. They come spend their money. They want a grudge race, so they want a chance too.
I hear you. I'm just explaining how we did the list. We wanted ours to be the baddest boy in the block.
Okay, Elvis, you brought up a good point, and John, he like I say, they just throwing some, and it might get tweaked, this thing going, and so you just kind of got to start somewhere and see, but I understand your point, I understand his point. It was bad as on a block, but you made a very violent point for somebody who's not as fast, so it just give us some more information they can collect and see what go on throughout the season, and you never know, some things might change just to make it, just as you see it is for even the little guy to be number one in his weight class or whatever you want to call it, but that's a good point. So, hey, just hang on. We're going to go to the line and see what somebody else got to say.
Turbo Chris, your mic is open.
What up, Chris?
What's going on, Chris?
No, I wasn't trying to get on. My mistake.
You go. Okay. Next caller.
Okay. Smooth, your mic is open. 214-5880. Smooth. Your mic is open.
Smooth. You there? Come off mute.
Okay, let me try it next. The next one, Tracy. 817-7379. Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Richard, your
I'll
mic is open.
Yeah, go out there and wheel me a damn barbecue pit. I'll take care of you.
817-7379. Richard, your mic is open.
He's working on his barbecue pit.
I see.
Hey, Richie, you know your mic's open. Not push one, but take your hand down, because your mic was open.
Jackie, your mic is open. Jackie Deaver, your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I
see.
What's up?
Okay, all right. How y'all doing tonight? I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing, John?
I don't want to change anybody's list. I just got a suggestion. And like I said, this is just a suggestion. So I'm sure it might get taken the wrong way. But I really think we need to put together a list for the people that bring the most action, for the people that the fans want to see the most. Let's take DFW, for example. Jekyll and Hyde bring a lot of action, and they're some of the fastest cars we got up here. But if you ask anybody who the bad man is up here, they're going to say Tony Thorne. Because Tony Thorne races space shuttle. He don't care who it is. I mean, he's ready to go racing at any time. So,
yeah.
I mean, he would have to be at the top of the list. Jekyll and Hyde would bring action. Joker, Nightmare, Cornbread. A guy named Pretty Tony races 3 or 4 times a day at Yellow Belly, a smaller track. You've got to give him his recognition. Now, I'm not saying this is my list, but this is just names I'm going to put out there because these are people that are, if they show up at the racetrack, if they're at your racetrack, you're going to get action out of these guys, and they're there trying to find the race. Regardless of who's there, in town, out of town, these guys get in trucks. They drive the next state. They race somebody. Man, I think them guys deserve recognition. You got the C-Town Butt. You got Slack, Bud, Kenny Booth. I mean, you really can't just say this is the baddest guy, so he's number one. I don't think. I think you need to put it out there. Whoever brings the most action, and that way you got other people kind of step up to bring action. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Y'all go ahead and talk about that.
I hear you. And that's really, it's hard to take a popularity list. And, I mean, that's sort of what you're talking about, is the most popular guys that the fans want to come see. But usually that should correlate with the top 10 racers in terms of, fast. Because people like to see fast cars race. When we put this list together, some of the guys that aren't on the list have been giving us a hard time. And Dean and I kind of smirked because there's a couple of guys here in Houston that race too. And we knew that before we even hit publish on this list, they were already calling somebody out. And so, and Tony Thorne comes down here quite a bit, and he runs, brings a whole arsenal of cars. And he's not afraid to, like you said, he races. If his cars were broke, I think he'd just foot race it, just to be racing. So we sort of assumed he'd be quick to jump on the list and get in where he fit in by getting in here. But it's tough to make it a popularity list. So we tried to, if you look down through our list anyways, these are the guys that typically do race the most. And they do bring a lot of action, get a lot of action, and they're the ones that our fans like to see, too. So I have to say I agree with you. I just don't know how you do it off of popularity versus, who's the fastest.
Well, I'm not really trying to do it off of popularity list. Just the fact that you can look and see who's racing day in and day out at the racetrack. I mean, it doesn't mean, I promise you, Tony Thorne is not the most popular up here. I mean, he's a nice guy and all that, but there's a lot of people that like him, there's a lot of people dislike him. So, but the man will race, you can't take that away from him. So, that's what I'm saying. It's not a popularity list.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what we tried to do here with the list that we had. Those are the guys that race the most, And hopefully Tony jumps in there somewhere.
Okay, Jack, I mean, that's part of us, dude. We'll go to the line and see what the next caller got to say. We throw our stuff out there, see what people think. It's a matter of opinion. Jen, who we got?
Go ahead, Debo.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tracy.
What's up, Debo?
How you doing? This is Debo. S-T-E-B-O, Bloodline Racing.
Debo.
What's going on?
Hey,
hey, what's going on, Madden Rock? I was number 10 on that list when they first came out. I had a lot of guys was going back and forth and talking. But just to show the guy that, you know, let him know on our list, I'm not a big guy. I'm straight out of the garage, build my own stuff, you know, and do like that. And when they decided to put, when I seen everybody calling, put me on the list, you know, it made me feel good. But the thing is about the list that I took from it, my number 10 spot, to me, is just as much as Birdman's spot. It's not that I can never get to number one. I want to hold on to my – I was number 9. I got bumped to 10 and went back to 9 and then got bumped down. And you know, me and Billy went back and forth trying to be on the list. And the thing about the list is to get on the list and hold your spot. Is to get on the list and hold your spot. So, like I say, it's like to me like a lightweight and a heavyweight. You can't have, you know, both of them champions. You can't have a heavyweight and a lightweight fight. So down at the bottom where number 10 is, it's like the light. I am saying like just as a ranking, as the lightweight boxers. So
yeah.
I feel about it. And when Dean didn't put on the list, it was a lot of guys saying he shouldn't be, but they put it out there. My thing was this. They should have told him, get in, like he said, get in where you fit in, but if it's somebody on the list that you don't think should be there, go race them. Maybe you'll find out why they was put on the list.
Exactly. People that put on the list, from my understanding, what I'm hearing is people who are dead track that actually brings action, that, you know, that race should actually bring action. I mean, a lot of people like Spencer's. You know, I agree with you. Number 10 spot to you is you're like a number 1 spot. You
yes,
made
sir.
It, and it, you know, and you feel good and got pride about just making that list. Go. You got to think about it. 10 spot. There's a hell of a lot of racers out there that show up at these racetracks week in and week out, and only 10 people at a time can make that list. So from a pride standpoint, just to make the list, you know, ought to give you some, make you feel good about it, man, and give guys that's in your class, the ones that's in your class who think that they can race you, they going to shoot for that spot. So my opinion is just each spot don't take care of itself as far as a racer. Not per se, just being number 1, because there's always going to be somebody that may have a faster car that ain't nobody really going to beat them that's around here. That, like you say yourself, you'll never be able to go for the one spot against Birdman. But, hey, Lord, if you know you can get in the 10, 7, 8 spot, you're going to be hit like that's a one spot to you. So, you know, this is how you look at it, you know.
Hey, Tracy. And exactly, but the thing is, I done had like about 6 guys tell me that they were going to take that spot from me. So, you know, I don't know who challenged Birdman, but like I say, but really, as of this day, I lost the spot to Billy, and I'm looking to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So we battling right down there at the, you know, but it's, to us, that 9 and 10 is right there with, you know, within our reach. And that's our look, that's our lightweight title. You know, so I am a number 10 grudge racer. And for however I was on it, I broke my transmission, but however long I was on it, I will be back hopefully in 2 weeks to try to run for it again. And I appreciate it. I see everybody out there coming, and they have stimulated some racing. But, you know, I tell guys it's for drag racing because I know a lot of guys, like I see Sue K. I know how Sue K race. Sue K will race anybody. But he was good with his spot. He probably got the capability to try to go and build something to go to Birdman's spot, but he's trying to stay and protect his spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as, like, when a car breaks, to me, if the car breaks, you know, just keep the rules. If it's 2 weeks, it's 2 weeks. It's bad to go challenge a man as soon as you see it's broke, and then you know he can't make it, but you never know. Some guys got spare motors. You may do it, and he may be there.
Mm-hmm.
So let me make sure I heard you right. Are you challenging Billy again?
Right now, the reason I won't, Dean, because I hurt my transmission.
Ah.
I mean, not Dean, I mean John. I hurt my transmission when I raced him this weekend. But I would like to challenge him for, I will, yeah, I'm going to say it now. Yeah, I'll go ahead and challenge Billy now. When would be the next race? I was wondering with the September race coming up, that would be 2 weeks from now, a week from now.
Yeah, if it's not this Sunday, because of the, it's got to be within two of the HMP Sunday. So if it's not this Sunday, the second Sunday that he'd have to run you would be the 8th. Because
okay.
September 1st, as Alley Cat already said, is his grudge race. That's on a Sunday.
Okay, that's what I was trying to
say. We'll be doing any of the top 10 grudge racing the September 1st race. So you're looking at September 8th.
Okay. Yeah, like I say, I'm trying to get my car back together right now, and I don't know if I can make it to this Sunday. But if I'm ready, I will go ahead and make the challenge, and if I'm not, I just pay what I got to pay.
Well, if you make the challenge today, you have until September 8th to run it.
Okay, that'll be good. That'll be good. I'll be ready by then. And, I'm going to tell you, the list is really done pushed a lot of more races, some guys. But I appreciate it. I'm not going to hold up a lot of y'all time. Trace, I see you at the track. I thank you. Batman and all the guys and all the tracks that have tracks, because a lot of guys talk noise about guys doing this, making this, not doing that. But then, if y'all didn't do it, who would do it? You know, so I appreciate y'all from Bloodline Racing, me, John Shot, with all us. We like racing, and I just appreciate everything.
And we're going to see the Bloodline camp in Temple, right?
Trying to get there, Tracy. I'm trying to get me a new truck so I can travel a little more.
A lot of little boys down that way.
Okay, well, we're going to go to line and see what the next caller got to see what's on their mind. Who we got, Sharon?
Treadman, your mic is open.
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Say, this list is only on the internet or what? I mean, this is my first time ever hearing about the list. I don't do no internet and all that thing. I have my reasons for it. What is this at, on the internet or something?
Go ahead, John. Address it for me. It's on the internet.
Where's the list at, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we keep the list is on our website, and it's also on our HMP as a Facebook page. It's, and we keep it posted on there, but it's on the drag strip section of our website as well as where we keep it.
And what website is it?
HoustonMotorsportsPark.com.
Oh, okay. I ain't been up on internet. But let me ask you this. Are you saying, well, when you challenge somebody, y'all put up a certain amount of money, this, that, and the other, right? And they got to show up for the race. So when you challenge them, do y'all tell them how much you're putting up or what? How that work out?
We have a minimum amount to challenge for the spot. We don't say what the max is. That's up to you guys. You know, but the minimum, if a challenger comes up and at least makes the minimum, then the spot holder's got to accept it. Now, they can agree to run for more, and I think in most cases they have. I'm pretty sure almost all of them they have. And then we've got a contribution amount that we throw on top of it that's listed on our website too of how much it is based upon the position. You know, so
okay.
And it's it's more for the number one than it is for the number 10.
Okay, so
you say you don't know, I can tell you what it is. You in the number 3 spot and for that top 10 list, and that number 3 spot, the minimum is $800. Somebody challenged you, the minimum is $800 and the tracker put up $400. On that spot there.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here. So if I'm in the 3 spot and I want to run Jekyll Hyde and Birdman on the same day, all 3 of them got to come show up and race me within 2 weeks?
Yeah, if you challenge Jekyll or Hyde, we put Jekyll/Hyde because both cars race, it's the same team on it. But
Hear what I said. I said Jekyll Hyde and Birdman.
If you want to challenge both of them?
I'm talking about all 3 cars. They got 2 weeks to come race me.
That's right.
Okay.
You put up the challenge money, which is you got to put up $1,000 to run Birdman and $900 each for the Jekyll and the Hyde car. You put up the challenge, so you're talking $2,800, and those guys got 2 weeks to come run you. And you get, if they don't run them, you get their spot.
Okay.
if you do run them, we throw in 500 for the first number one, and 450 each for the number two. So on top of
that's on top of the pot.
That's on top of the pot. You got it.
Okay, shit. I'm gonna say this here. That's gonna get a lot of people racing.
Well, if you haven't been out there the last couple of weeks, since we started this list, there's been a ton more racing. Sunday night, I was joking. I was like, this looks like a national event out here. More race cars that haven't been out in 6-8 months were out. Guys are, you know, regulars, part of the grudge scene, all hanging out. People were talking about they're getting their car out of the garage. And it's kind of talking, you know, that we needed to hear in the grudge scene. So it doesn't hurt any that the weather's starting to cool off a little bit.
I got to my first time tonight hearing about the list. And in my opinion, I know pretty much for the loop, that's going to be a lot of people racing it. That's a pretty good idea.
Okay. I didn't catch that last part. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't catch it. What did you say, Trim? I didn't understand.
I was just saying, you know, tonight is my first time hearing about the list because I only come up tune on these talk shows, you know what I'm saying? I don't get in on the internet, but I was saying, you know, sound like a pretty good idea. That seems like that's going to get a lot of people back to racing.
Yeah. Pretty bad. You've been on the list for a month in the number three spot and didn't know it, huh?
like I said, I ain't know nothing about the list until tonight. After we was talking, until the talk show, because you know, I used to do the hot rod gossip and all that stuff, but all that negative on that gossip list, I don't even bother to look at it no more.
Yeah, we decided we'd do it all ourselves. So it's on our website, it's on our Facebook page, and then we also, a lot of the challenges and the grudge guys go to the dragracegossip.com, which is Mike Jones and some other guys, they're regulars out at our track, put together their own site, and our grudge list has its own section on there for it where they a lot of smack talking, but it's, you know, it's where the list is updated. Mike Jones with DragRaceGossip.com, he makes the flyers up and helps a lot helping keep it on the internet. But you can always go to our page if you want to see it.
Well, I'm going to put it like this. Being it's going to be some racing, y'all definitely got my attention. Other than that, just coming out to the make fair, but being it's going to be some racing, I'm just going to let the action speak for itself.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, Jermaine. All right, let's go to the next call. What we got, Sharon?
Cavalcade, your mic is open.
What up, Cavalcade?
Tracy, open up 832-0396.
Okay. 832-0396.
Cavalcade,
what's going on?
I'm just listening.
You just listening?
Huh?
You just listening? You got a comment about something?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. Push one button. Take your hand. If you want to say something, just push your hand. Okay.
All right,
next call.
Okay.
Check your mic if you're not talking. Put it on mute for me, please. Okay, sure, go ahead.
Okay. Mississippi Joe, your mic is open.
Oh, the zip tag's on.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. Atomic Dog, the host, how you doing, partner?
What up, Mississippi Joe? What's on your mind, man?
Man, I'm getting on here late, Tracy. I'm just getting out the gym. And,
man, that's
I
the
haven't
boss.
Heard. Excuse me, Tracy.
Now go ahead. Somebody mute your mic. Somebody in the background, mute your mic if you're not talking. Mute your mic. Go ahead, y'all.
I haven't heard everything, how this thing has revolved, but I do have some questions, and I think they're good questions, and I think it's something that you need to look into or somebody else if they hadn't been explained or dealt with yet. Now, what if somebody from Mississippi or Louisiana come into territory and whoop some of those guys or et cetera, et cetera? And I may be asking a stupid question because I hadn't heard all of the show. Therefore, I want you to explain to me and tell me what is already taking place, Atomic Dog, if you don't mind.
We talking about right now Texas top 10 grudge list. They got one in Dallas and they got one at HMP. And I got John. We talking about his list and people addressing it. And you won't talk about challenging for a spot. John, I let John address that because that's his list for their track. And if you saying if somebody come in and challenge for that spot or take that spot, what do you do? John, address that. That's Mississippi Joe out of Mississippi. So, John, you can address
that. What? If somebody wants to come in and run for it, it's get in where you fit in. I'm not checking your driver's license to see where you state you're from or city or any of that. You come in and get in where you fit in. You know, if you've never ran here before, it's going to be tough for Dean to have any idea where you fit in. And so we're not looking for somebody to come in and lay slaughter to the, say, number 10, 9, 8 spot when they ought to be running from the 1 or 2 either. So, but if you come in and you win the spot, you know, Dean approves it and you win the spot, and it's your spot. Now you got to come back and be able to defend it. As long as you're willing to travel, we're willing to let anybody play.
Okay, reason why I asked that, as you know, Mr. John, I don't know you, but my name is Mississippi Joe. I know you know you are aware that Trace is one of the best promoters out there in the game, and at his events he has people there from most of the time all over the country. So just so happens we might run up against some of those guys during a grudge fest and whoop some of those guys, and I'd just like to know, how would you go about doing that if that happens like that? You understand what I'm saying? Like somebody from out of town come in and knock off some of the guys, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, look, it's got to be an official challenge on our Sunday night for it to be part of our top 10 list. Not just, you know, if you came in and you worked out a grudge with somebody that happened to be on the list at some other night or some other event or it wasn't an official challenge, then you don't get the spot. To get the spot, it's got to be an official challenge with Dean for that spot on a HMP Sunday night.
Okay. That's like I said, sir, I wasn't listening to the show. I just came in, and that's why I said what I said. It has to be on a Sunday night.
That's right. Yeah, if you go to our website, HoustonMotorsportsPark.com, and click on the drag strip, the next page has the top 10 list, and it's also got the rules listed for it. There's only 8 rules, but one of them is it's on Sunday nights at HMP, and you got to make it an official challenge. So,
Okay. I appreciate that. Now I'm up to speed on everything, and I see how things are going down, and it sounds good, man. It looks like it's going to really kick it off real good down that way.
Well, come on over and get your feet wet.
Man, listen.
Oh, John, I'm just going to let you know, I'm going to say, like, that's Mississippi Joe, but Mississippi, him and Travis, they the one got the car called a gangster. It's a gangsta boo. And we have some cars in the Houston.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and Joe was already done promised me he's going to come down here. He debuted that gangsta boo November the 2nd at No Problem Dragway. And he debuted, and he already gave me a promise that, Tracy, I'm going to come to your race in April with the gangsta boo, and I'm going to terrorize Texas. We have a Malibu coming out. And him and Joe been talking behind the scenes about who's going to have the best and baddest Malibu. Joe said he's bringing that gangsta boo down here to terrorize people. So you will see that gangsta boo here in Texas. So I just want some John so you'll know who that is.
A lot, Tracy. If the creek don't rise, a lot. I mean, I realize we too close to one another not to support one another. So it's going to be going down, Tommy Dog. You better believe that, partner. If the creek don't rise.
I got you, Jim.
Well, thanks for coming on and looking forward to meeting you.
Yes, sir. And Tommy Dog, I just want to tell you all, man, you're doing a fabulous job, as always, getting things geared up in this grudge game and trying to keep it going. Grudge into the forefront. I just want to tell you, man, keep doing what you do. If I ever get lost and get on the wrong road, now I'm going to give you a call and worry you a little bit, okay, partner?
Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. Me feeding that to me, Joe. Me feeding that. All right.
Well, everybody needs that. No matter how good you are or how good you're going to be, everybody needs that pat on the back every now and then.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep it grudging. And I just want to tell the grudge world out there in Texas, if you don't do nothing else in life, just keep it gangster. I'll let you tell me, dog. Later, folks.
All right. All right, man. All right, man. All right, Sherry, let's go to the next call, see what we got.
Okay. Batman, your mic is open.
What up, man? Okay, you must not be listening. Go to the next.
Okay, I think that's it as far as the hands being up right
okay.
now.
Okay, we want to address something that's in the Dallas area. Jackie came on here and said something about that list, what they got in the Dallas area, and he brought a big concern up about Tony Thorne being in the I believe it was a 3 spot. And we got any other Dallas racers on here that have some address about. I'm not exactly sure who brought this Dallas list out here, but I think I've seen two different lists. I just kind of pulled what I saw just to try to put it out there and see if some of the Dallas guys could come on here and talk about this spot. You got some names on there for people that may not be on there, that probably should be on there for whatever reason. Jackie kind of set the stage out. I know a few names that he named that, you know, that they do race a lot, so. Anybody else want to add to what Jackie said? Or Jackie, you want to iterate on it? You got another Dallas on it?
Stacy, what I like to say is listening to John down there, you know, they basically got a track sponsored list where the track is naming their bad boys and they're putting money up to racing. This list I've seen on the internet is just a list that somebody threw out there as far as who's bad in DFW. Now, that's the way I took that. And that's why I had that opinion of, you know, if you're going to say who's bad in DFW, now, is all 6 tracks in DFW going to put together a list like H&B has? I doubt it. I'd like to see at least one track step up and do it. But just in general, if we're going to have a list, that was my opinion on how we need to find out who's bad. Is the people that are bringing action, you know.
Jackie, you're always welcome to come on down to Houston and run with us.
And I do. And I'll see you out the first of the year.
Looking forward to you. I think you've been coming since we opened the place.
It's always good times down there. Tree Man challenged me earlier in the year, and as soon as I get my old jalopy together, I'm gonna come down there and see him.
I like it.
Okay.
But that's my opinion on the list, Tracy. Let somebody else say something about it. I mean, I'm just speaking on what I see. And as far as Tony Thorne being number 3, man, I'd have to vote for him to be number 1, and then Jekyll and Hyde second, and then go on down the list like that. But because that's only because them guys will race. They'll go out of town and race. You know, I've seen them all race. You know, just basically whoever. That's my opinion. I'm going to shut up, go back to work, and listen to y'all.
Well, Tracy, is my mic open, Tracy?
Yes, your mic open. Go ahead.
I got a question, a personal question for you. This is directed to you as a promoter. Just your opinion. I would like to know who you think is the top 3 29-inch cars out of the Dallas-Houston area. In the grudge game. Because I'm coming out
opinion,
of the mold. Yeah, your opinion.
The top 3 on 29.
Yeah, you
well,
can turbo any power out of the trace. Ain't nobody said yeah. No power out of
it. Okay, with your name now, okay, well, you asked for it, you got it. The top
one a bad nine, your ass is in trouble. The top two is Kenny Hubbard, your ass is in trouble. Now, the Denver third spot is going to be for the 29-inch tire car that's around here. Now, you just said who the top three spots is. You didn't specify, Joe, whether it was Gruen's car or what you said car. So,
I
do
have
to like
car, that.
Let me back up. The number one, that I, my opinion only, probably on 29, who I think is one of the top cars, I say Tony Thorne. I say Tony Thorne is probably the number one top car on 29. Now, we're going to take 29 a drag radio, right?
Now, listen, what I want you to do, Tracy, I want you to go back out your head. I can't hear you, Tracy, for Bushnell. Hey, what is that is on the top 10 grudges? He's a name that's in the number 7 spot. What I'm looking at, he's pushing that wheel right.
Okay.
Hey, Miss
Mississippi Joe. Mississippi Joe, I just can't drive to the East Coast by my goddamn self, Mississippi Joe. Yeah, last time I tried to come to the East Coast, I spun all around. I'm going goddamn east and turn around and spun around west by my goddamn self, man. So I go now. I just can't get up there.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the East Coast and grudge, Bushnell. You can grudge the East, anywhere.
I do it in Texas, Mississippi Joe. Where you been? I've been doing
Hey, I'm glad I got your blood pressure a little high. That means you're going to race
man,
more
look,
of these.
Man, if you know me, if anybody know me, you might think my blood pressure, my sister's coming out of time. Boy, you better stop talking like that. You're going to have a stroke. I'm 45 years old. The doctor told me, man, I ain't never seen too many people come to the doctor like this, man. Yeah, it's normal for me, Mississippi Joe. That's some normal shit.
Okay. All right.
That's a 10-4.
Okay. Well, let's go to your line here and see what the next caller got to say, Cheryl. What we got?
OTC Racing, your mic is open.
Tracy, how you doing, man?
What's going on? Who is it, off the chain?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
I got a question for John. I was wondering about that list. Are they putting the faster cars up at the top? Is that how they're making the list at?
Yeah, I mean, the list is intended to be, you know, it may not be in the exact order, but it's meant to be fastest in the number one and the number 10 to be the slowest, you know, of the top 10.
Yes.
Now, there may be some tough one that needs to go on. Go ahead.
The reason why I'm asking, I heard one guy say about the guys that's on the smaller buses, you know, letting them get in there and do anything. Why don't you take that list, turn it upside down, and make it interesting?
I couldn't understand what you said. I'm sorry. Broke up.
I heard another guy was saying about the smaller guys are going to race, too, and get in and do their thing also. Why don't you take that list and turn it upside down?
Turn it upside down?
Yeah, put the smaller guys on top and let the faster cars work their way up to the top.
Well, you know, I mentioned that at the beginning because it don't really work that way, you know, in reality. Because if I'm the number 10 guy, and let's say Jekyll and Hyde decide they want to come on the list, and you got to work your way up through the list, I'm not going to put my money up to run them, knowing that I'm just going to give it to them. I'm just going to step aside and let them have the spot.
To make it interesting, let them give them some life, let them stick them out there and catch them. That's gonna make it interesting for everybody right there.
But it ain't going to be interesting if nobody's racing and you're just swapping lifts around. Within a week or so, you'd end up in the same place what we're at because a guy that knows that he's not got even in the same zip code is not going to run somebody and put money up and lose it. He's just going to step aside and let the spot go out. And so all you do is shuffle the list on paper to end up in the same spot where we're at. And this whole list was to get guys to race each other. And that's what it's done, and that's what it's, you know, what it's doing. And you know, like I said earlier, there may be a need to have a bigger list. But
3 men at number 10, where would that put anybody? All them little guys that's making the race, there's more little guys on the race, a middleweight than anybody. I'm going to tell you
who was that last part of the talking? Who was that? Repeat that. The last person talking, I heard him. I couldn't quite understand what he said. Was that John? Okay. I mean, the list is out there, and I think he made himself clear, explained it to people, and just like I say, some guy might not never be the number one, but like Steve-O said, if he can go anywhere between the 10 and the 9 spot and get on the list, he's still number one. He just was number one within inside his range, you know. So it's not so much
of number one as being the fast car or the fastest car to come to HMP, you know, hey, that's the way it is. It's just the way it is. You know, the baddest of the bad gonna always come to the top, but you got some people that stay in the middle. They're the baddest of the bad in the middle. So, I mean,
is the guy at number one of holding that spot. And you're right, there is range is already built into there. There's guys running 8, 9, and 10 are in a certain area, and the guys in 1, 2, and 3 are in a certain area, you know, and you got in the middle there. So there's a range, and if you're holding the spot, you know, be proud to have that spot in that area.
Yep. Hey, this is Elvis. Am I still on?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, I got a question then. Let's say, and I'm just throwing this out there, let's say Tree Man is number 10. Where do they put the middleman? Or let's say Harvey Air is number 10. Where they put the Ski Bowls and the Mustang Billies at? They nowhere close. They completely off the list and they won't get on it no more. It's Tree Man number 10. That's why he didn't get the middleman.
I don't think
Tree Man's not number
10,
and we're not there yet.
I just thought that out there. I know he's not, but you got enough big boys to almost take over the list. Let's say Harvey Air is number 10. Where they put the little man or most of the middle men completely off the list. That's all I'm saying is, because if you want the baddest of the baddest, the Butler boys step up and some of these other guys step up and get them, you get them top cars in there, where is that going to put the middle man and the little man? Nowhere close. Because in another 3 or 4 months, your list might be where Harvey Air is number 10. Where they put the Ski Bowls and the little guys.
And it may be, and maybe we, at that point we make it a top 20. You know? So the whole point is to have some fun and make it, you know, get the track involved to contribute back a little bit to everybody racing. And so this thing may evolve beyond that, Elvis. You're maybe, you know. If it grows beyond the 10 list, we'll move on.
Hey, Elvis.
Yeah,
Leah, man. Leah, check this out. This Tree Man. Okay, now like they say that the list is brand new. Tonight, my first night in about the list. You know what I'm saying? And then they say it's supposed to be from the fastest car down. You know what I'm saying? So I feel Birdman the back tie. Birdman beat me. Birdman beat Jeff and I. I'm knowing, you know, hey, I got some action out these cars. I'm not bitching about being in the number 3 spot. But my opinion is, just listen from what's going on, that more than likely that list will be extended or it will be another list for the little guys later on. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that sounds like they just started.
Yeah.
I mean, even though you put me in the number 3 spot, I ain't bitching. I just got 3 cars to knock out. That's what I see.
all I'm looking out for the little guy too. The little guy want to be number one. He want to be on that list too. Everybody want to be number one. A man might say he had been number 10, but he's not because he's racing for number 7 or number 8 or number 9. So you ain't happy at that spot. You just have because you're on the list, but you always want to move up. But if you don't have an opportunity to move to number one, if you go to boxing, any category, they got a lightweight division, they got a middleweight. The man in the lightweight, his title just as good as a heavyweight. If he's the number one in his class, but I can never be number one if I can't beat these guys. I don't have a chance against you. I won't have a chance, so how can I ever move up to be a number one on any list if it's not a list compatible for me to move up on? That's all I'm looking at for the little bitty guy. Because y'all want to bring action, you bring three different classes, you can bring more action. Because you know what you can do? You can take that little bitty man, now you can find out a whole bunch of little mans want to try on that list. That's more action. You got more middle people going to want to be on that list because they got an opportunity to be number one. That's all I'm saying is help out everybody.
That's why I said turn that list upside down and make it interesting. If you grudge racing, let the big man make the money funny for the little man. Get a little man an opportunity to get his grind on. Turn that list upside down. Let him stick that little man out there and make the money funny. You grudge racing.
Nah, they got to be in their own category, man.
I think the fans would love to see that. Tree Man chased down Skibo. Skibo will run you. He's going to be there.
Skibo ain't going to run Tree Man head up. it ain't gonna.
Nah, we're not talking about it. We're talking about the
mafia. We're talking about getting really drunk and getting put his own money up to run Tree Man head up. I don't think the people have ever been that drunk before.
We're not talking about running the little man head up. We're talking about sticking the little man out there and making the money funny. We're grudge racing.
Hey, check this out. Check this out. Let me ask a question. Don't kill all that. Okay, you say stick the little man out there and make the money funny. Okay. Chris come to show. Okay, just like, what, a year and a half ago when I gave her a Pinky the Back Town to move, didn't nobody say Tree Man gave Pinky the Back Town to move. They said Pinky beat Tree Man.
Well, that's all. We all real racers saw what happened. We're not tripping on that. You know, we just trying to get some action going. It ain't about nothing.
We just try to get action for everybody.
You know, but I would pay every Sunday to see that.
Right.
See a big car run down a lift car. I'd pay every Sunday to see that.
Then you know the talk will be on that. Tree Man pick on the little guy.
Hey, I wouldn't want to be in another
Let them talk, Tree Man. But we know, let them haters say whatever they want to say, but we know what we're trying to do is get some action going at the track. Let them say what they want to say.
It's all about bringing action, man, but I sure don't want to be in the middle of that goddamn track when Tree Man comes through there.
Yeah, we trying to bring action to the track. We get killed with the haters saying the no car have us saying.
Boy, don't make the class. Everybody want to see. What about the little man?
Hey, let them little boys roll the little boys. Let them medium boys roll the medium boys. Let them big boys roll the big boys.
There you go.
There it is. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. All right, Sharon, let's go next call. See what's the next call.
Lamont, your mic is open. 512-0463. Lamont, your mic is open.
Nah, I ain't want nothing. My mic must open on accident.
Okay, press the 1 and take your hand down.
Okay. Well, Lamont.
Troy, your mic is open.
How y'all doing?
What up, Troy?
What's going on? Man, I was in that back listening on that top 10, man. I look at it as a way it's bringing action to the track. Let that shit be where it's at. That's why grudge racing to me, honestly, so messed up now because everybody got these skills want to stick you out of here. Get this shit back to heads up racing, fun in your class. If you could fun in your class, stay in your class. Like, Tree Man is his own class. You know, he's a pro mom. Let him say what a pro mom said. I ain't got no business running Tree Man. I never run Tree Man.
Uh-uh.
I don't give a fuck if he give me half track because I don't want to see what it feel like when he go by me.
Uh-uh.
You know what I'm saying? So I just look at it like that. It's bringing action. Last Sunday was like damn near the best night. It was out there in like folks. So whatever that done them doing, it's working. Lead the shit alone. Quit bucking the system and just get your ass. If you are number 10, fuck number 10. If you number 5,
exactly.
Fuck number 5. Just
thanks,
yeah,
Charlie.
I agree. You give everybody a chance. You like that. You know what you fit. Just go to the man and fit in your opinion. You know, some people can fit 2 or 3 spots. So it's a start for something, like you said, to generate action at the track. And it looks like it's doing such. So, and people know who's on the list, where they can, who they can bump, who they can challenge. And, hey, man, go make action. Do what you got to do, you know.
Right. And so that guy that was saying, if he had number 10, he wants the shot to be number 1, then build your car that you could to beat somebody at number 1. That's all I can say. If not, just stay in your class. That's what drag racing, what people get drag racing messed up. You try to build a car to run certain people. Man, I build a car to grudge race. And if you're in my class, you could get run over or I'm going to run you. One of the two. That's it. But that's all I.
Okay.
I get on that number 10. I get on that number 10 spot one day. You keep bugging me by calling somebody out. I'm gonna do it one day.
All right.
Yeah, I hear you talking. I hear you talking, Troy.
You be giving me shit. It's all right. It's all right.
You can say you're scared. It's okay. We still like it.
I'm scared. I'm going after the radio and tell everybody I'm scared. All right, fellas. Y'all have a good night.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Go ahead.
817-7330, Danger Racing. Your mic is open.
Hey, Treasure, I was trying to find out, where's the Nightmare at that list?
Nightmare on the list that somebody put it together. I'm not sure who put it together, but what came out on the internet, it had Nightmare at the number 4 spot on the list that I'm looking at.
All right. Yeah,
because
somebody said he was
trying to
call them out, call the Danger Racing out.
Call who out?
Danger.
Danger Racing? Not even, okay, somebody have a Nightmare cap on here? Somebody have a representative Nightmare team on here?
Let me see it smooth. (laughs) 214-5880, your mic is open.
Move. Yeah, talk, Trevor. Danger Racing,
why don't you go ahead, Danger? What's up?
Danger Racing, that's somebody on the Nightmare account.
Hey, Tyrone said you wanted to race us, man.
Who was Tyrone? Who was this?
Danger Racing.
Who?
We
who
got
you
that,
with?
Danger Racing.
Danger Racing. What you got, man? I don't know nothing about no Danger Racing. Who are you, man?
Hey, Tyrone said you wanted to mess with us, mate.
Who is Tyrone?
Oh, Funky Town, Tyrone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know Funky Town. Danger Racing. Where I'm talking about what town? Where you from?
Hey, we were Sunday.
Y'all what?
You was at Kennedale, Sunday.
What you trying to do, partner?
We trying to see what you wanted to do. Tyrone said you gonna fuck us up, so we wanted to see.
So, yo, what kind of car you got, man? Talk to me, tell me something.
We got a back half like you, Malibu. Burton and Gray.
Burton and Gray Malibu.
Yeah, back half. Big time, sitting just like you.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, shit,
what's up? What's the size motor you got there? You big motor, big chief? What you got, man? Tyrone came for motor motherfucking thing for me, partner. You understand me? I understand that, man, but yeah, he riding y'all skirt tail so hard talking about y'all will fuck us up, man, but we just wanted to see.
I'm telling you, I don't know who you is, man. You understand me? If I know who are you, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I might will suck you up, but I don't know who you is now. But all you gotta do is make. All you gotta do. Let me tell you what you can do, dog. All you gotta do, make yourself known. Goddamn me, come up to me. Let me see who you is. And you say you sit like me, we can dance.
Okay.
You know I always like to dance. You understand? We can dance for sure.
We are gonna be back out. We'll be looking for you.
Okay. Look for me. I know I ain't hard to find. That pretty motherfucker.
Okay.
I know that pretty motherfucker ain't hard to find. You understand? So you sure can find him.
Yeah, we'll look for you. When you gonna be back out?
She's except on the first.
On the first?
Before.
Yes. All right, we'll look for you.
Yeah, make sure you look for him. I'm gonna look for you. What you say you got?
We got a Malibu, Burton and Gray.
Burton and Gray Malibu. Okay, you're looking for it. Okay, yeah, let's go to the next call. Who we got?
Undertaker, your mic is open.
Hey, Miss Sharon. I'm a dog.
What's up, man?
Oh, not a whole lot. I've been sitting back listening to the show, and I kind of agree with Elvis and that other guy that was calling in. I think he was saying something about the build a car, get in where you fit in. If Matt in the Box is on the phone, for a while, Sunday nights were dead, and they Friday nights were pretty much dead too, but it was the little man that was keeping them going. So your list, it's a fair list right now, but when that list comes, like he said, Javier is number 10, where does that put that little man? He's nowhere. Once again, you done push the little man to the side, because I sat there and watched plenty of guys come to the track, and then one and two, but the only lane moving is the lane over there against the gate, and that's the big tire cars, you know, the faster cars, stuff like that. So when we going to stop pushing the little man under the rug? It's like he getting stepped on over and over and over and over again. So
I don't know I don't know why that keeps coming up. We've never pushed any little man to the. We're trying to stimulate the race and that the fans want to see. The fans,
I understand what you're saying. You want people in the gate. You want people to see racing. That's fine. We want to see racing too. But I myself, I'm one of them little guys. I don't have the $20,000 and $30,000 motors. I don't have the $100,000 chassis car, stuff like that. So I work in my budget. I come to your facility to race, but you push me back in the back of the line or just push me to the side, and you don't have anything for us to do. So where does that put us?
I don't know that we push anybody to the side. When the grudge races come up, we did pull them through because they were the challenges for the night, but that didn't happen until about almost 10 o'clock. So from the gates open at 6, races and lanes open at 7, from 7 till almost 10 o'clock, we just ran them through as they come through. And then when the grudge races come, the challenges come up, we run them through. We're not trying to run anybody off. What we are trying to do is give the fans who keep the place open, you know, this is our business first, not my hobby. It is a business, and we try to keep the gates open. We got to deliver what the fans want. We're not trying to tell anybody that they're not appreciated here. But
fans are coming in the gate. As long as the fans are coming in the gate to see some entertainment, you guys are fine, right?
If the fans are what keep the gates open, yes, sir, because they come to watch you guys race.
How they going to watch me race if I don't have a 470, you know, just calling out a number if I don't have a fast car, because my little old truck, it ain't nowhere in that ball game.
Yeah.
And I can't
do it. I'm telling you, you can't grudge race. You pick your own grudge race and pull it up there, and Lisa announces it over the announcement just like anybody else. So you can still be doing your own grudge thing, and the fans get to see it when they're there, too. Nobody's saying that you can't grudge race.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. So I guess in a couple of weeks, if I'm ready, I can go to Javier and say, give me four in the move with my little street truck.
No,
if he
sir.
If he doesn't agree to that, then I don't have a grudge race, no.
Hey, see, y'all trying to mess the game up. No, I'm telling you. No, if your car evenly matched, you bump up like a man and face him like a man. Your car is not evenly matched, so you go jump at number 10. Go jump on Mustang Billy and let it go run him head up. Don't be going after somebody that
if I don't run with Mustang Billy, then what? Because Mustang Billy ain't going to be there forever. Mustang Billy ain't going to be there forever.
Only thing I can tell you is I don't know where you fit in on the list. That's what the name of the game is, get in where you fit in. I'm sorry if you cannot beat Mustang Billy. That's why he got the spot right now.
Man, Mustang Billy, okay, once he falls off, are they going to make another list for Mustang Billy and the rest of the game?
Hey, look here. Mustang, y'all got Javier being in number 10. That ain't going to ever happen because Dean go overlook, okay, I'm not going to let a 450 running car go jump on Javier. They're going to keep the game kind of like simple and basic. You know what I'm saying? So
Javier ain't gonna never be a number 10. You know, you're 7-0, you're 6-90 running cars, don't stay at number 10 until whoever bumps them out. So if you can run with number 10, run number 10. If you can't beat them, go back, go put some more nitrous on them, and come back out.
Hey, I got a question for John. John, you still out there?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. My wife looked at that list every weekend and see how many people on that list. This past weekend, you had 3 grudge races. If you do 3 classes, what happened if you had 8 grudge races you lined up to race that night? A couple little guys, a couple middle guys, a couple big guys. You know what? More people, that's more action, they going to want to get in that gate to see that. You got 8 races on a Sunday night that's going down, seeing only 2 or only 3. Won't that make more money for the track? That's more action for people to see. Yes, this is over. Yes, sir.
I heard you the first 2 times you said it, and like I said then, we may end up doing more with the list as this thing evolves. A starting point. This is where we jumped in and said, let's do something, make some things happen. And so, like I said at the beginning, this is a starting point. You may...
Hey, but y'all are in, man. This is starting this, man.
What's that?
Y'all said, hey, they ain't leaving you out, man. It's just a starting list, man.
Yeah, but sooner or later, if they keep the only, if they want the baddest of the baddest, you know what? Then if a couple guys from Louisiana come over here and challenge it and get on that list, and then you got a couple people coming from Dallas get on that list, pretty soon it's gonna be nothing but big boys on that list. There's more than 10 big boys out there.
Exactly. That's what I've been trying to say. They gonna be nothing but the top dogs at the top. That's it.
On that whole list,
it ain't gonna be number 6 big cars.
What he said is this: all he came up with, they came up with something, created something to start some action. If things go, if things start picking up, they start getting more excitement. I'm quite sure they're gonna restructure something. But they have to, this is just a starting point. This is a good thing to generate action for the track. It seems like it's going in the right direction. Along the way, I'm quite sure they're not trying to leave nobody out. They're trying to bring people in. They know that they're going to have to juggle some things, restructure some things to keep them people interested and keep them coming. So let's just look at it with an open mind and, hey, man, this is a starting point. But the opportunity is out there to make more action. It's all about making action.
As this thing evolves, and if it continues to take off like it is, well, then we're in a much better position to do more with the list that says, hey, you know what, we can extend this to the top 20, or we can come up with 2 separate lists. This is the baddest boys, this one's for this one. But we got to start somewhere, and this is where we started. And if it keeps growing like it's growing, all I can tell you is, you know, it takes me back to a conversation I had with our old, so we got that NASCAR oval track over there, and 8 years ago it was in the dumps, and we decided to do some things different and similar to what we're trying to do here. And we told the guys then, as we grow and get bigger, so will this. And now we were picked as one of the top 10 NASCAR tracks in the country last year, and we've run out of seats on a lot of events, and our pits are pretty full. So as this thing gets bigger, we're going to look for ways to make the racing bigger too, to keep it going. But you got to start somewhere. And that's what this list was for. Let's start with the baddest of the bad, and then we can always add to it.
Hey, man, I watched a damn 6-0 race, a 5-90 race. It's the same shit, man. It ain't no difference between Tree Man and Jekyll and Hyde or Birdman, man. It's all grudge, man. It's the same shit as action, man. It ain't nothing no different. Nobody will leave you out, man.
Okay. I agree. We got a few more callers. Yeah, let's see what some of the other callers got to say. Cheryl, who's the next caller?
Tony Thorne, your mic is open. Batman, your mic is open.
Batman, go ahead.
What's going on, Trace?
What happened, man? What's happening? What do you think about this list? We just talked about it. You've been on a while, so I don't know if you were on or not. We called you earlier.
Yeah, man, I was putting up a big old mirror, a 10 by 10 mirror, man. That thing was heavy. I couldn't talk to y'all then, but anyway. Man, be honest about it, man, like I said, I can understand, you know, both sides, what they're talking about, man. I mean, you have to look at the smaller cars, too, but in that situation, what the guy talking about, you really have to have different classes, because, like you said, you got top 10 big cars, you got top 10 smaller cars, too, just as well. You know, hell, I can do like Pretty Tony, you know, out of Dallas, man. He has a small car. He goes to the other building every weekend and dominate. And he races. He brings up a bunch of action. You know, but I couldn't pull him on a big car and say, hey, you know, he'll be number one because it's totally different classes. I mean, when you're doing stuff like that, you have to simplify, you know, and you have to section it out, you know, where everybody can be appreciated. So, you know, I can see both sides. All the biggest deal about it just has to be sectioned out, that's all. You know, and with different class of cars, and that's basically all it is, you know. Like I said, every year I give a dedication to all the guys, all the racers. You know, I give a point every year, a big grand point every year. And, you know, the way I do it in Dallas, Texas, it depends on, you know, how many times the guys done race, how many times the guys done brought action. You necessarily have to win all the time to be your number one spot. You just have to grudge a lot, you know, because you never know how it's going to turn out. I appreciate more guys just even get up there trying to race, you know, and bringing action, you know. So you just have to simplify the session at all, and that's the way I do it. So that's all I have to say about it.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, you know, we're just trying to walk before we run, and we got to start somewhere, and it may end up that we end up with multiple lists, but, you know, this is where we're at for now, and it's starting to grow, and somebody out here said the same thing that we thought was the first time, this past Sunday, it was more people there than I've seen in a long time, and hopefully it continues, and we can add more
lists. Oh, they should be tied over what?
Hey, Tony, your mic is open.
Hey, I don't know who this John guy is. I'm pretty sure, you know, he seems like a pretty good guy. But I agree with some of the racers wanting a little bit bigger list. I agree with the guys that work their butt off. You know, I started out with a 7-0 car, and now I'm working my way up there. But at least the man is trying something. We got, who knows, 4, 5, 6 packs up here. And I don't want to throw anything underneath the bus, but it's like, Why can't they do something like that up here, and then maybe San Antonio, Mississippi, all of them, kind of like what they did out there at Rockingham, but just take the top 20 cars. Do you realize how big that race would be? And then you could have the top 20, and not saying that it has to be a 4-second car to win it, but maybe a 4, a 5, and a 6, where everybody gets a little bit of the recognition of being number one with their cars. Guy has stepped up and is doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't do anything up here except I don't want to offend anybody, and I don't really know how to say it, but it's like, I mean, I'm sure everybody understands what goes on up here because we got so many tracks. So if I hit the lottery, I'm going to open it.
Okay, John, I don't know if you stopped, but you paid out. You still talking? I can hear you. You stopped, but you paid out.
Somebody's got some background noise.
Can you mute your mic if you're not talking? Because there's a horn here. Check your mic if you're not talking.
I've got a lot of mics open, and I'm trying to keep you guys open. So if you're not talking right now, just mute your mic so that I don't have to go through and search for you.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm just saying I'm glad somebody down there stepped up, did something. It'd be nice if somebody like that up here stepped up and did something like that up here. And then, of course, maybe the end of the year we could all get together and find out really who is the top down here for the year.
Yeah, I should have said. So if there are multiple lists out there, at the end of the year you get together and one's one from each track or whatever or each area, and you find out who really is the number one through 20 or what have you.
Yeah. You know what? I can answer that one for you, man. It will be a great day if we can do it, but a lot of people, what they don't understand, a lot of these cars are not ready at the same time everybody's ready. Just like the Tommy Dog race. He had a good event. One, because everybody's cars was pretty much ready. You know, it's hard to catch everybody's cars ready at the same time. I mean, like, when you come out, lot of guys are blown or gonna hurt their motors, be out 2 or 3 months, maybe even a year. You know, man, I promise you this, man. I always said this. I wish I can catch everybody when everybody's car is ready. I mean, it'd be some hell of a good race around here. But it sometimes it's hard to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to do it, you know. But I understand what you're saying, too. We could. But like I said, everybody's cars are not ready at the same time. You know, and that's one of the biggest deals, you know.
Well, even Batman, I sat out for nine months, and I just watched and did my homework and watched what was going on and everything. And that's just part of it. I mean, I'm a working man, just like 90% of the people out there. I go to work and I save my money. I've done a lot of crazy stuff. You know, sold my house. We've done a lot to get where we're at right now in this racing park. So, I mean, if a man really wants to be at the top, there's nothing to stop him but himself. Work 40, 80, whatever. So I'm just saying, I agree with you, but that's part of racing. You blow it up,
Yes, true enough, it's a part of racing. Like I said, you know, man, I wish I could catch everybody when the car's ready. You know what I'm saying? It'll be a great show, man, you know, but like I said, you know, you got camps and you got one individual, you know, just like I can tell you, like Tracy, like me, you know, this as well. Man, we one man gang, you know. Hey, if we blow some shit, it's hard on us. You know what I'm saying? You know,
well,
what I'm saying?
I mean,
like Tracy.
But Batman, when you say that, I'm not saying that I'm a one man show, but me and my wife pay for my own car. I don't have sponsors, so pretty much when y'all say C Town Camp, we're a bunch of friends. And we all pay for our own stuff, so aren't 90% of us a one-man show that has excellent, great tuners that help us? I mean, isn't that kind of the way it goes? I mean, I help.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it, what you're saying. But I'm just saying, you know, everybody, like I said, it's the timing. It's all about timing, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically what it is. It's all about timing.
But, I mean, it's just like the NASCAR race, John Force, if they blow up, and they can't get back in it, they're done. They drop to the bottom, and they start over. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. I'm not trying to argue with you, but I'm just saying if somebody up here would do something like he's doing down here in San Antonio, Austin, or wherever, because in Texas could have their own show, we wouldn't have to all go out to Rockingham or North Carolina to go out there and see the baddest cars, because the baddest cars are right here in Texas.
Butler boys, your mic is open. 832-9872, Butler, your mic is open.
Bingo.
What's going on, man?
Never tried it.
What's that?
Hey, tell me, dog. Is a Troy still on the phone?
It's Troy.
Yeah.
Troy.
Hey, Troy, this is Alicat. Maybe the show is that they missed what you just said a few minutes ago, so maybe you have to let the show know exactly what you said again.
Hello.
Whoever's got the TV going in the background, you need to. We'd appreciate if you turn it down or step away from it.
Hello, Alicat. Hey, Alicat.
What's up?
Cut out all that noise around there, man. You're shaking my mama's windows.
Hey, hold up. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. Get off the mic with that.
Man, I was in there watching TV. I was watching TV and the window started shaking. I come outside and I say, man, that's all I got to say about it. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, tempo.
Hey, hold on. Troy, you there, Troy? You on mute, Troy? I think it's a good show. Some good stuff was brought out. John came on there. We appreciate John coming up and put it out there.
it's just an idea, man. People come off these lists just trying to find ways to make action and generate action. So I think the things are being heard, and we know what we got to do. And we just, like you say, we just got to get in where we fit in. But we're running up on that late hour, man. We've been on here a couple hours. I don't want to hold nobody. We got some great events coming up, man. All I want to say is, man, go out and support the events, man, try to make action. And just keep it good, man, and just keep praying positive. And if we want people around the Memphis station, some of the Texas, and have great shows, man, let them know there's a lot of cars here in the state of Texas, and we just going to keep on grudging and making things happen, man. So with that being said, we're going to go do final calls, and we're going to get out of here for the night.
Thank you. Tracy, I just want to say thank you for letting me come here.
Okay, John, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Alley Cat, final comment.
I like what Troy said. What Troy said made a lot of sense. No matter what nobody said on this phone, it's action. HMP has a lot of action now, and the fans are liking it. So all this little other, you know, mama jamba stuff, okay, whatever. But what they doing is working now. So let's have some fun.
Thank you. Again, thanks for having me on tonight. We try to, you know, create a lot of action. We got some great events coming up. All of it, you can find out about what's going on our website, HoustonMotorsportsPark.com. Alley Cat's race is coming up September 1st, and then the following weekend, the 7th, is Extreme Meltdown, where we got X275 for $5,000 to win. Pro Mod, Ultra Strength, 580 Index, 70 Index, and we even got the Outlaw Junior 330 Dragsters running. That's on September the 7th, so we got some good drag racing coming up.
Okay, John, we appreciate it, man. Just thank you for coming on. Like I said, this is just another avenue where the voice can be heard and you can talk to a lot of people. We appreciate it.
No, thanks anytime, guys. Look forward to seeing you at the track.
All right. Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
Butler Boys, final comment.
I got on pretty late there, Sharon. Like I said, everybody be safe, and I guess we had a pretty good topic tonight, so we'll see y'all at the races.
C-Town, okay, Tony, final comment.
Anybody can call me with a topic, man. It's a good topic we bring it up. So I encourage people, if you got a topic, man, give me a call or text it to me, man, and we try to put it out there and see what we go with.
C-Town Tony, final comment. Batman, final comment.
Yeah, keep it grudging, baby. That's all I have to say. Keep it grudging.
Undertaker, final comment.
The show.
All right.
Danger Racing, final comment.
Good show, Trey. Good show. Hey, you saw that old Malibu out there at your race, man. So, see, Nightmare and them, they know what they want. They know they don't want none of that.
I'll call it pretty good. I thought it on Malibu.
Yes, sir. They don't want none.
Troy, final comment.
Oh, Miss Terry, that's good. Y'all have a good week, and talk next week.
Bushnell, final comment.
Fans, racers, big racers, small racers, medium racers, y'all just keep coming to that track, man. Make it out.
Off the chain, final comment.
Pray for you and Miss Sharon. Y'all keep up the good work, and we'll see everybody at Atta Cat Show on September 1st.
Mississippi Joe, final comment.
Good show, Tommy Dog, man. Good show.
Yo, we all right?
Tree Man, final comment.
But Tracy comes to text what the show was going to be, but I knew it was going to be a pretty much hot topic tonight. You know, I tuned in and my caps off came up with that idea. I mean, I'm like getting everybody racing it. Miss Sharon, you keep doing a good job, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you. Smooth, final comment.
Yeah, that old cat talking about.
Okay, I didn't catch what he said, but I think Ernie is still on the line. Ernie, if you're still on the line, final comment.
Okay, it's smooth.
Okay, hello. Tracy, it's on you. Yeah,
smooth.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Smooth.
Yeah, that cat with that Malibu telling him to show up September the 1st, and he can get some. He think he wants some. He sure can goddamn get some.
He's showing up, right. So he heard you.
Okay, man, I appreciate everybody tuning in. You know, hey, good show, man, and that's what the show's about, man. You see stuff, man, to come out, and I talk to people and try to find out new ideas and try to pull these growth spaces, man. So, hey, like I say, I encourage anybody, if you think of something, if there's some kind of issue or some kind of topic, something needs to be addressed, hey, text it to me, get your call. We'll come out here and we'll put it out there to the grudge world and see what they got to say, see how we can make things better. All in all, man, it's about keeping grudge. There's not no big eyes and little U's. This is grudge racing. And I'm going to say it again. Everybody that participates in these grudge races and try to grudge race is important. You know, so, hey, man, guys, keep doing what you're doing. We're going to keep trying to find a way to fit everybody in and make more active these tracks around here in Texas. We're trying to make Texas one of the largest grudge racing in the country. So, hey, we got to do what we got to do to keep it and bring action and mix and mingle with some of these other states. As you know, the Midwest, what we call it as we are, it consists of the Oklahoma, the Arkansas, the Louisiana, the Mississippi. We all kind of group, man, so we try to network to keep things in. We can have our own little unity and grudge racing, man, so when we do take it on the global side, it will be represented well. So all I can say, man, you guys, keep doing what you're doing. Be safe. See you next week, man. Hey, we see y'all at the race. Thanks.
Tracy, I have a couple more hands that came up. Can I go ahead and open them up?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll take them real quick. Go ahead. Who is it?
Okay. 832-2818.
Thank you. I don't see nobody that ain't shooting like that.
Okay, I don't think they really meant it. Hold on. Let me close them up. But Little Matt.
Yeah, can you? Thank you, Sharon and Tommy Dog. I appreciate y'all letting them come on the show. Talk about my race coming up August the 31st, HTI, Hardcore Grudge Fest. Like I said, it's for the kids, fellas. Come out, donate supplies, and get supplies. It ain't about us. It's about the new generation of upcoming racers, little girls and little boys. Let's do it for them, y'all. Like I said, I appreciate Tracy for letting me come on the show and talk about this event, and Sharon for the help that she's helping me with putting this out there to you guys so you can see that, hey, let's do for the kids, because school is getting ready to get started. We got some moms and some dads that need a little help on these school supplies, and we're here to try to do that for these kids. And, Tracy, hear them play my commercial. I want to hear it again.
I'll play it for you before we go out. I sure will.
All right. Thank y'all.
Okay, then we see y'all next Tuesday, same time, same place. The Grudge Inc. sponsor, Tommy Dog Talk Show. Good night, everybody.
I ain't worried about nothing.
Y'all get ready.
Yeah.
HTI Automotive's back to school Labor Day weekend jam at Dallas Raceway. We got grudge racing. We got three index classes, 7-0, 8-0, and a 9-0 index class. 16 car and bike minimum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We got a motorcycle street ET. First place, $1,000, and truck.
Uh-huh.
Second place, $200.
Yeah.
Semis, $50. $50 entry fee. Also, the heavy hitters of Texas is sponsoring the ProMod Bike Shootout. $100 entry. Trophy to winner, 100% payout. Check this out. Free school supplies. You heard me?
Free school supplies.
Yeah. $20 admission.
Uh-huh.
And if you bring school supplies, $5 off.
Yeah.
Kids 12 and under free.
Free.
That's free with military ID. Gates open at noon until.
Uh-huh.
That costs $10.
Yeah.
Free parking.
Free parking.
See you Saturday, August 31st at Dallas Raceway.
motive.
Compete by the dog.